Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul, and it's already Thanksgiving time, so we are full speed ahead into the holidays. So you know how the holidays can bring all kinds of family issues to the surface? That can be awful, but the holidays can also be a time to use that together time and the shared traditions and the general feeling of holiday spirit to make positive changes in families. So today I'm sharing two stories that show how you can actually use the holiday time and all that togetherness to make positive changes instead of thinking you have to wait until the new year. That's what Bonnie Jean Feldkamp did the first Christmas after she married her husband and they blended their two families. When her 12-year-old stepdaughter came to live with them and Christmas approached, Bonnie started to hear "we used to" from her husband and her new daughter. Things like, "we used to make sugar cookies for Christmas and decorate them," from her husband, who also said, "we used to make breakfast pizza and cheesy potatoes for Christmas morning." Bonnie was really feeling the pressure to recreate the Christmases that her husband's family used to have. She wondered why she was even there, telling him, "if you're trying to recreate something you had with someone else, then why am I here?" She says, "I wanted to create new, different memories with the man I loved and our blended family. The last thing I wanted to bring into our home were traditions of some other marriage that ended badly." When Bonnie pulled out the Christmas decorations and ornaments, her stepdaughter got excited, saying she loved ornaments. But then, as she pulled out item after item that were not part of her past, she got quiet and her excitement vanished. Every item in that box reminded her that she was in a new family now without her Christmas traditions. Bonnie called out to her husband, "we're going to the store," and she took her stepdaughter to the store. And before they got out of the car in the parking lot, she said, "I can't bring back the past or duplicate your traditions. I can't go get your ornaments. I wish that I could, but I can't. Here's what I can do. I can promise you that we'll create new traditions together." Bonnie's stepdaughter picked out the ornaments she wanted that day, and then they went home, and Bonnie sewed new Christmas stockings for everyone in the family so that they would all match. Bonnie's learned how to make the Christmas cookies that her husband and stepdaughter like so much, and she's recreated other traditions from their first family. She's making them those cheesy potatoes on Christmas morning too and reports that they're really good.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lori Ann King's problem heading into the holiday season wasn't a blended family. It was her father smoking. Her fifth grade class sat down to make Christmas presents for their families one day in art class. They could make anything they wanted, and most of them were making decorations like paper garlands or Christmas tree pictures covered in red and green glitter. But Lori wanted to make a poster to give her father on Christmas Day. His gift would be a big poster that said, "Please stop smoking," in big capital letters, and in smaller letters, "I'm afraid you're going to die." Lori notes, "there is nothing like the bluntness of a child who has not learned to filter her words and says or writes exactly what she feels." On Christmas morning, Lori watched her dad unwrap the poster. He read it to himself quietly, and then a tear showed up in one of his eyes. Lori's mom read the poster and started to cry. Lori's dad said, "Okay, Lori, okay." And that was it. No one else spoke of it again. Then that summer, Lori and her sister were outside riding their bikes, her sister on a 10-speed, and Lori on what she viewed as a little girl bike. Their dad came around the corner of the house pushing a brand new red and white 10-speed bicycle. He said, "I took your Christmas gift to heart. Over the last 6 months, I saved all the money I would have spent each week on cigarettes. This is what I bought with the money I saved." Now Lori says, "I am proud of my younger self for having the courage to ask my dad for what I wanted most, for him to quit an unhealthy habit." Thanks for joining me today for these two stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Christmas is in the Air. You can scroll back through the episodes of the podcast and listen to other stories from the book. As you're doing your shopping, you'll find this bestseller at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and wherever else you like to get your books. Next up on the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast will be Melanie Chardoff, the actor and writer who we've had on before. She wrote a story for our new book about how age is just a number, and we'll be discussing that along with getting an update on what Melanie's up to these days.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.